I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. Hello, and welcome to Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. You're listening to us live from beautiful, stunning, just glimmering downtown Los Angeles' Skid Row Studios.
This is my home. I feel like I'm at home in Skid Row.
You do look very comfortable here.
Well, it's the tent outside.
Yeah. Well, the reason we do call the show guest, just so you know, the reason we call the show It's a Fair Question, and all of you listening, why? Because on this show, there is no question that is ever off limits or ever too personal. That's right. Every question is a fair question. And tonight, I have with us a really good friend and a very funny guy. He's done stand-up on Letterman, Carson, and it's amazing. The people he's worked with, incredible, I'll tell you. Steve Martin, Woody Allen. Vic Cohen.
Yes, Vic.
That's right.
Victor Cohen.
Yes.
You went by Victor when I knew you back
That's
then.
Right. Yes, right. And that was a great time. We did stand-up. Steve brought me out to Reno. Where we did stand up at the Catch a Rising Star.
At the Reno. I remember the GM going, could you guys be funny tonight?
It was a rough few days.
We had
some great shows, but it was up and down.
Even the bowlers were like, I don't get these guys.
They were bowled over for a few parts,
but not
the whole night. Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, just in case you don't recognize the name or the voice, excuse me, the name is Steve Middleman. He is our guest. Thank you, Steve, for coming here.
You're very welcome.
It's so great to have you. Here downtown. And before we go like any further, I just do need to ask you, Woody Allen, you worked with Woody Allen. Now, some people say that and they were an extra, you know, like, oh, I worked with Woody Allen.
Well, I want to say that's an unfair question. No, I really did work with him. I did about 2 weeks on Radio Days. I was Herbie Hansen, radio comedian.
That was your character?
Perfect, yeah. And Mia Farrow was hired as a shill to laugh at Herbie Hansen.
Okay.
With a few other shills. So she
was playing a character in the film.
Imagine 200 people in the audience, all extras, a dozen, like a big band with HH for Herbie Hansen. Mm-hmm. The announcer comes on. It's all set up for Herbie to bomb. Remember, life is short and death is forever. And now here's Herbie. And I come out and you'd have like a smattering of applause. And, you know, and I was like, I want to tell you, it was like Bob.
Do you remember the lines?
I remember a little bit. Yeah.
How did it start?
I want to tell you, folks, the traffic on the way here on 46th, it was so crowded. It was like a parking lot. And then you'd hear, you know, like nothing.
Was that the joke? It was like a parking lot?
Like so bad, yeah.
Yeah, there's no joke there.
And Woody, it does an amazing thing. What he does is he lets you do his lines, ad-lib all you want. Do his lines, ad-lib all you want.
So were you doing bad jokes that you'd come up with as well?
Yeah, I thought of stuff. Means you have time to figure out the script a little bit.
Did he laugh when you perform?
I had him laugh when I auditioned for him.
Okay, let's start with, how did you even?
Terrified.
How did this even happen?
Commercial agent submitted me. I was moving to L.A. They said, we like him, have him come in.
So you're living in New York.
Meet Woody. Yeah, I had to just meet Woody, talk with him. And
now, what did you?
Getting ready to move to L.A.
What did you think when your agent called just about that?
I was floored. Floored.
I mean, was this a top commercial agent in town?
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah,
okay.
Good agent.
But still, that's so on. That's not how people
Amazing.
Get cast.
No, not at all.
Were they doing theatrical work too?
The agent?
They did
put
both?
Out a feeler, I'm sure. And they said, okay, he might fit. Let's get his picture out. And that was it. So I meet him and he goes, well, we start on November 4th. And I said, oh, that's a great omen. That's my birthday. And then I say, referring to Broadway Danny Rose, the movie and the character he played, I said, well, I'll have to start practicing my three S's. Which is what he would say to his clients, like strong, smile, star, I think, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So I said, I'll start practicing my three S's. And I got Woody Allen to laugh. And then all his underlings and casting people were laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a great omen, and, you know, I got it. So
that's great. And then, so how much time was there between the casting and then the shooting?
I'd say, you know, 6 weeks or something.
Was there a lot of anxiety those 6 weeks?
Oh, it was exciting, you know. In the same year, I worked with Steve Martin, like
well,
a year
on.
Later.
That Roxanne. Was in Roxanne, right?
Roxanne, yeah.
Okay. But he didn't direct you, is that right?
No, Fred Skepsy directed that. Australian guy, great guy.
But getting back to Woody, so you had 6 weeks to prepare. Did you guys have rehearsal times together with Woody? Or
no,
you showed
not
up?
At all. Here's your script.
We'll
feels
see you in six
like
weeks.
Something come from the gods to get a script from pieces. You only get your side.
That's true. I've heard that. So it is true. Okay.
Yes. And I couldn't get, yeah.
How many takes did you guys do?
Well, a nice thing is I thought I had done a pretty good job, and he was very happy with it. And he goes, okay, we're wrapping up. And I asked the guy who was the announcer, I said, I think I have more. He says, go over, tell Woody you have more. I go, I was too nervous. I was like Woody to Woody. I'm going, I think I have more. And he looks me in the eye, and imagine this. He goes, we'll do as many takes as you'd like, which is, oh, my God.
How many takes did you do?
Oh, that was it. No, that was the setup. Now, that's an unfair question. No, I can't remember that.
Now, in the audition process, did it come down to, like, between you and one other person? Were there callbacks?
Never found out.
Were there callbacks?
Yeah, I read for a couple of things. I read for him again, and I was terrified reading for him. And
you read for him a second time?
Yeah.
And after you made him laugh?
Yes. And he said, I understand these cold readings can be nerve-wracking. and they were, you know, for Woody Allen, yeah.
Right. And then how quickly after that second audition did you get the call?
I kind of knew. They implied.
Oh, really?
Is it inferred or implied?
Oh, let's go with both.
Okay.
And who was the first person you called?
Oh, if I had a girlfriend at the time, yeah, I
so
did.
You don't remember?
Had called her.
Describe that feeling.
She probably, and it was just it's an amazing feeling.
Well,
to get
I
a Woody
say,
Allen movie. Yeah. And by the way, it's cut from the film. I'm in it just visually.
Oh, okay, well, at least you're in it.
Yeah, well, that's fun.
That is really awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
Still is awesome.
I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's a fair statement.